News release. Ontario NDP caucus. Wayne Gates, NDP MPP for Niagara Falls, called out the Ford government over the lack of clear commitment to expanding Metrolinx's GO train service expansion plans with a timeline for all-day, two-way service to Niagara Falls. "This isn't just about GO train service. It's about making life better for all of us," said Gates. "I have worked with all levels of government over the last decade to expand GO train service in Niagara, and Niagara Falls deserves to be included in the Premier's plan for GO service expansions that other regions are getting. This is the right thing to do to make commuters' lives easier, to grow our economy and our tourism industry, and to protect our environment. Expanding GO train service is long overdue." Ridership to and from Niagara Falls grew by 67% in 2023. Metrolinx's largest service expansion since 2013 fails to address the demand for consistent, reliable, and convenient service to the region. Instead, the government is prioritizing areas like Kitchener, Milton, and Barrie, while Niagara remains sidelined. Niagara is one of the fastest-growing regions in Ontario, home to over 14 million tourists every year. Why is Niagara being treated like a second-class community by barely being mentioned in the expansion plan? Gates asked. "We've worked with all levels of government all the way back when I was a city councillor and pushed Metrolinx to deliver for Niagara. There can't be a Metrolinx 2.0 plan that doesn't deliver what Niagara deserves." Gates pointed to Metrolinx's own statistics, which showed over 630,000 riders used the Niagara Falls GO station last year. "I will contact the Premier directly to say that Niagara needs all-day, two-way service. This government needs to stay focused and start delivering results," Gates said. Gates has been fighting for all-day, two-way GO train service to Niagara for over a decade and is demanding the government stop leaving the region behind.